The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Shaquille O'Neal is sparking some backlash for some really creepy comments that he made to WNBA star Angel Reese on her new podcast, Unapologetically Angel. When I saw this last night, I jolted out of bed because I could not believe that Shaq, who I feel like is a hero to so many people, would say something like this to a young woman. So they're having this conversation, a very candid conversation about the WNBA and talking about how it can produce more money, because notoriously all these big WNBA stars that are coming out, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, are basically saying, yeah, this salary doesn't cut it. Like, it's their endorsement deals. They're making like $75,000. It's not paying for Angel Reese's $8,000 a month Chicago rent. And so this conversation with her and Shaq, he eventually decides to come up with some ideas on how to procure some more money for the WNBA. And people are calling it very sexist.
And you don't strike this from the tape, Christian.
We ain't striking it.
Don't. I'm telling you, if you just lower like that to where it gives your ability to dunk. Bro, imagine you. Let me finish. Imagine you in the same little shirt you had on at the Wild and Out show dunking. You know how many t-shirts you're going to sell, crazy? You tripping.
Oh, my God.
The same little shirt you had on.
Okay, all right.
Bro. She's even trying to save him.
Okay.
He kept going. You're going over the line, bro.
I do think the clip, I'm not defending Shaq because he shouldn't have said it, but I do think the clip makes it look a little worse than the entire conversation. Because what Shaq was saying or trying to say was, since she always does dress that way, instead of doing it for free, you should make people pay for it and turn it into a business. Because he was trying to speak to her from the standpoint of a businessman, that if you are going to be taking these kind of pictures and walking around with that kind of clothes on, then maybe you should make people pay for it instead of getting it for free.
I'm not saying that
makes it better, but I think it'd help a little bit.
I understand where you're coming from. Totally 100% understand where you're coming from. But when he says, I think you should make the game easier by lowering the rim and then wearing provocative shorts that she's just wearing in her free time, which she has every right to wear, it makes me feel, as a woman, like, okay, so my only monetary value is through my sexual appeal. Like, it's not, like, we're not putting the guys in short little shorts. You know what I mean? So, like, why am I only going to be respected and paid for equally if I bring something provocative to the table?
It diminishes the talent.
100%. So it's like, I mean, it's not fair. And I totally understand, like, you know, people aren't showing up to the WNBA games as much as the regular NBA games. So I understand why they're not being paid more. But I think it was totally the wrong thing to say, because it literally says that your value isn't enough unless you provide something for misogynistic men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I stand on that. So, Shaquille O'Neal, I hope you come out and retract that statement, because otherwise you've done really great work in your life.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, you really have to be very, very careful. I mean, every word you say in a forum like that is going to be dissected and magnified also. So I understand why there's controversy, and my guess is when he heard it, he probably rolled his eyes like, here we go. Like, he comes from a generation where it wasn't as PC, so I'm thinking his first reaction was, I didn't even realize that was offensive.
He called it, too, which makes it wild. He actually says, I know they're going to clip that, and it's going to go viral, and it's going to sound crazy, but for whatever reason, he still went for it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people also just felt a way about it, because here he is, a 52-year-old man talking to a 22-year-old girl that I think a lot of people have seen as sort of like a mentor mentee situation, not necessarily like father figure vibes, but for a guy to who is sort of a father figure ish to a young woman in basketball, I think now people are feeling a type of way about it. It's like, okay, you're sexualizing a woman who could be your daughter. Very uncomfortable.
I think Shaq should also come with big dude subtitles, because I only get like every fourth word.
He sounds like he's always hoarse.
Yeah.
All right. There was a really exciting concert in North Carolina over the weekend. Luke Combs, Eric Church, and so many other people raised over $24 million for people affected by Hurricane Helene. Obviously, this was an incredibly devastating hurricane. It killed over 200 people. millions of dollars in damages. But 12 country music stars pulled up to the Bank of America Stadium on Saturday, had the largest concert in the venue's 30-year history, had over 80,000 people show up, and again, raised $24.5 million for the Hurricane Helene Relief Fund. So cool. And also very ironic considering Luke Combs, who was the headliner for the show. He has a very popular song called Hurricane, so really great PR move for him, I think, as well. All right, clips of Taylor Swift talking about Diddy are resurfacing in the wake of his investigation. I'll tell you what she said about her past with him on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.